Hey, beautiful people, this is your girl, Akia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my weekly podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode here on Holistically Being. Of course, I am your girl, Lakia McDaniel. And before we get into today's show, I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in. Whether you are listening from my blog or from Anchor or from Spotify or Apple or wherever. Thank you. Thank you. If you have downloaded past episodes or you plan to download today's episode, I truly appreciate you. That shows a lot of love when you download episodes. Not only just play them, but download them. And don't forget to share these episodes with your favorite people, all right? All right, let's move on. Today, I want to talk about the importance of getting off these social media apps and enjoying life. You know, I was sitting back one day and, you know, I'm thinking we spend a lot of time on social media. And I'm going to say we, because I know we are living in times where social media and the internet period is an integral part of our lives, right? It's a major source. We use internet and social media for a lot, you know. It's not like back in the day when all we had was just, you know, our landline phone. You know, those big chunky phones that mama and grandma used to keep in that living room. I mean, long before the pagers, you know, long before the start of computers, you know, it was all about getting out there and being with the people, hanging out with our friends. You know, I remember back in the day, I used to stay outside with my friends till those street lights come on. You know, come on now. We used to go out there, play double dutch and hopscotch and do the hand cheers, and we had mad fun. Now, of course, we were kids then, you know. But generally speaking, when you are not tied down to electronics, and I'm speaking as in terms of today, right? I mean, just thinking about the past reminds me of the importance of just getting out there and being more personal with your loved ones, as opposed to just saying what's up through Facebook, or, you know what I mean? I think we've lost the art of personal connection through social media and the internet. I really think we have. Not only that, I think we spend so much time on the internet that we truly lose a lot of valuable time doing what we could be doing to make progress in whatever progress we want to make, right? We don't realize how much time we spend on social media and the internet until it's time for us to go to bed. You know, I can speak for myself in this situation. Like, I'm a content creator, right? I record podcasts. I record for my YouTube channel. I write pieces for my blog. So my face is always buried in front of my laptop. And before you know it, it's time to get ready for tomorrow. You know, most of the week, I'm doing a lot of this after I get off of my 9-to-5. And then there's the weekend when I have to force myself to get out and have a good goddamn time. You know? So as I'm reflecting, I'm thinking, you know what? I can't be the only one that's struggling with balance when it comes to this. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we as a people can spend less time off these social media apps and more time enjoying life. You know, I think the first thing that we should be mindful of is the time that we use, that we can be using to make our lives better, or to do whatever we've been like putting aside or procrastinating about. You know, if social media or the internet is not a major source of what you do for a living or what you do as a business or an entrepreneurship, just take about an hour or so to just log off and do something that you enjoy, whether it's in the house or out the house. You know, you have to use that time to kind of like enjoy being human, you know, especially on the weekends. You know, the weekends should be all about us and having some time to ourselves and recharging, resetting from the week that we've had, you know. That's why they call it the weekend. We've had a long week. We're going to end the week with some fun, with some excitement, with some rest, right? With whatever we want to plan. That's what our weekends are for. But a lot of us spend a lot of our weekends in front of the computer. And if we're not in front of the computer, we're using the internet on our phone. So that's another thing, okay? Another thing. Turn off your phones for a little while. You know, there's nothing wrong with missing a couple of calls. You know, and of course there's voicemail, so you'll always know what's up. As long as someone leaves a message, you'll get back to them when you can. You know, I think it's really important for us to just start taking the time that we use utilizing social media and the internet and being on our phones. Let's be mindful of the time that we use doing all of that. It's the time that we can use to accomplish our goals. Or even if you don't even have a particular goal or any goals at all, I think, and I've talked about this before on a prior episode, the importance of logging off for at least a couple of hours. Like, if you could do a few days, that's awesome, you know? Because believe it or not, when we are utilizing social media on a daily basis, we are really oblivious to how much we absorb, how much negativity we absorb and take in, you know? We see a lot. The news, the posts, the a lot of what we are experiencing in the world is made news on social media as well. And then you gotta be mindful of the people we follow. What kind of posts are they posting? Like, is the nature of their posts more on a positive side or more on a negative side? You gotta be mindful of that. You know, you could look one day and have just like a whole news feed of bullshit, and you're taking it all in. And then at the end of the day, you're wondering why you have an attitude. You don't know why, you just have an attitude. It's because you've been absorbing toxic shit all day on your social media, you know? And then there's the thing about you. I mean, okay, granted, we need our phone, right? Okay, yeah, fine. But take some time off of it. Turn it off for a couple of hours. You know, breathe in, breathe out, especially after work, after you've had a long day. And if you are someone who uses the phone a lot at your job, I'm pretty sure turning your phone off for an hour or two after work would do you some good. Okay, so yes. It pays to log off and turn off the phone for a couple of hours. And I'm going to say a couple of hours because I know you guys can do it. It may be hard for some of us. But listen, if you can at least do a couple of hours, you are doing yourself great service. Okay? It's all about a try. And who knows, maybe one day you'll look up and you'll be able to do a whole day. Now you're really showing off, okay? yes, absolutely. I think about that sometimes, and I wonder if I can do a whole day without social media or my phone. And I honestly can't. I don't think I can. Now, there has been times when I've done social media detoxes, and those work wonders. I can go almost a month. I think the longest I have gone was a little over a month of social media detoxing. But again, personally, it's a bit of a struggle, especially when you're a content creator and you want to keep your blog posting on a regular basis. So what do? You have to log on the internet to do research on certain topics and things of that nature. So it's a battle with me. But I know if content creation wasn't my thing, I'd drop social media in a heartbeat. You know, I could probably go at least 3 months without it, okay? But because it's a part of my business, my brand, I have to have access to the internet at least, you know, majority of the day. But yes, there's a lot of life outside of social media. There's a lot of rest and resetting that we could have if we just turn off our phone for a little while. You know, to be able to do both and just enjoy silence and peace with no distractions, no disturbance, you are really, that's a method of self-care right there. That's like the ultimate method of self-care. It's taking the time, being intentional with your time, your energy. Sometimes having to log off and turning your phone off can be like a part of your healing routine. You never know how much healing you can do when you are turned away from the internet, okay? And the distractions from the phone. Of course, your loved ones are going to call, your family, your friend, maybe your kids, your spouse, who knows? Sometimes you just need that kind of energy. You need that kind of energy restored, and sometimes it takes turning off your phone to do so. You explain it to your loved ones, they'll understand, you know. Granted, there's no emergency that you're foreseeing or envisioning, or you just have to stay mindful because you are aware of something that is quite urgent and you want to keep your phone on in case of an emergency that pops off. Fine, okay, whatever. But on a normal day, when you know everything is going to be all right, you come home from a long day of work, you're not expecting anything to go down, turn your phone off for the rest of the night. Okay, I don't think that it'd be hard to do. You could turn your phone on by the next morning. Whoever calls you and you got a missed call, they'll leave a message. If it's not that important, they won't leave a message. Okay, I think what's most important is that you make your time away from social media and the internet a priority. And I'm saying this to myself too. You know, it's got to be a way for me as a content creator to try to balance this out. There are apps out there that can help me do that. You know, there's this thing called, what they call it, Hootsuite, which allows you to schedule your posts. So I really don't have any excuse. You know, there's several apps like Hootsuite. So I have options. You know, I have options. But yes. There's a lot of life that we can live. And just sitting back and thinking back to when I was a little girl hanging out with my friends. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, if I was that same little girl growing up in these times today, would I have as much fun now as I've had back then? I mean, because the kids of today, listen, they are so engulfed in their electronics. You know, you got the iPhones, you have the video games, you know, you have YouTube, you have TikTok, you have Snapchat, there's so much distraction in the internet nowadays for these kids. And I'm beginning to become a little discouraged for them and sad and unfortunate that they won't have the same kind of fun that we've experienced when we were kids growing up in the 80s and 90s. Even the 90s, you know, the 90s was popping with the pages, and you know, we had the big chunky computers that took like 2 hours to activate. You know what I mean? To turn on or whatever. You know, everybody couldn't be on a phone when the computers were on. You know, those kind, you know, those days the computers. But yeah, I just want our kids to experience life outside of social media and internet as well, because it's nothing like being personal, connecting on a personal level. And I feel like we lost the art of that, even in our children. And I just become sad when I think about it, you know. And as us, as adults, you know, you who are listening, I know, you know, we see our friends online on a regular basis, but instead of just posting comments under each other's stats, just, you know, every now and then get together to have a drink. You know, if it's been a while since you guys hung out, make the time to do that. You know, I think the COVID mess out there, you know, they're being a little lenient with us at the moment. So, you know, we can get out there, and go to our favorite hangout, or, you know, even if, I mean, if you want to keep it more safe, go hiking or something, go take a walk at the park together and catch up on some old times, do something, as opposed to just chatting it up on Facebook or Instagram or what have you. You know, I think what we really need to get back to is the art of being more personal, you know, because I personally miss it. I really do miss it. I miss the days before social media. You know, we lived a lot more life and had fun doing it before social media came along. Even when the internet first came out, we still lived a lot of our lives, you know, because we didn't have Facebook or Twitter or any of those social media accounts. Even MySpace, before MySpace came out, and Black Planet, I never had a Black Planet account, but I heard it was popping there too. But even before the MySpace days, listen, the only way we could get together, the only way we knew where we were going to hang out is if we called each other. I don't think a lot of us call each other anymore. When was the last time you called someone? Maybe no one just really calling me. I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, I know if I see my sister online, I'm saying, hey, boo, what's up? And I know we've had a good conversation. We're not going to call each other that day because we've already spoken online or in the DM or whatever. Okay, and I'm bad about that. I know. I could take that. I take accountability for that. But that's just the way it is nowadays for a lot of us. You know, we see a lot of our family and friends online. We don't bother calling them because we've seen them on Facebook already. So I think we should definitely get more into how we used to rock back in the day, how we used to connect, you know. So yeah, that's definitely what I've been reflecting on, is the lost art of personal connection, you know? So I'm going to end it with this, guys. Take some time off social media. Leave these social media apps alone for about a day or two. Turn off your phone, because there's so much life to live and explore off of them. All right? Let me know what you think of today's episode. If you want to challenge yourself, let me know how it goes, okay? Follow me on Holistically Being, Facebook and Instagram, as well as Twitter, even though I don't tweet much, okay? But I would love to have you on my social media, even though I just said not to use it too much. But once you log back on, find me, okay? Until next time, beautiful people, take care. Peace.